Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Hairdressers were the first to open this week. Ano naman yung reaction mo nung una mong narinig tong development na to?
I think for me, ayos naman.
Okay.
It was finally time to open, so I was happy to commence planning and operations in officially opening our shop to our friends, family, and the public.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in a dreadful pandemic and harsh lockdown to control the spread, it was finally good to see some light and prospect for local businesses like our barbershop.
Oh,
or when we could open to the public. Yeah.
Ayan, nakakatuwa. So it's a barber shop and yours is a different story dahil hindi na udlot ang operations ng business mo. Kasi nga, as what we've mentioned and as what you mentioned also, bubuksan mo pa lang ang barber shop. And when you say barber shop or barbero, Pinoy na Pinoy ang dating niyan, 'di ba? So, I mean, judging from the way you speak, of course, you're so Aussified na. Oh, 'di ba? Aussified.
Yeah.
Is that even a word?
Right.
But anyway.
No, that's right.
How Pinoy do you consider yourself to be?
I think very Pinoy po.
Mm.
So, how would I...
Sige, expound mo ng konti.
Yeah.
You don't have to speak Filipino dahil natutuwa ako na naiintindihan mo ako. That's more than enough, really.
Yeah, so I think I'm very Pinoy po. Naiintindihan ko ang Tagalog.
Good!
Kaya lang, being Australian born, it's hard to grasp.
Mm-mm.
However, as long as I naintindihan ko, that's good enough, I think. Especially because ang favorite foods ko is dinuguan, pancit canton, at kare-kare. And of course, San Zeribal.
Oh my gosh, ang sarap! Nagutom ako doon, ha, Levi. O sige, ito na. Na-inspire ka daw sa kwento ng ating mga kababayan na tinalikuran yung corporate jobs nila para magtayo ng burger business. St. Perks, is that correct?
Oo po.
Sige, kwento mo naman. Kasi it's really, for me, it's refreshing na ang katulad mo ay gustong magbukas ng ganitong klaseng negosyo sa gitna ng pandemic. At isa yan kasi sa mga, di ba, medyo hard hit ng lockdown at ng restriction. Sige, kwento mo naman sa amin yung, sabihin natin, ang iyong naging journey patungkol sa negosyo na yan.
Sure, thanks. So, yes, that's correct, Christina. Our story is there are three owners of the shop, and we collided together in June for this year to share our vision of why not open up a shop. Two of my other partners, they work full-time as barbers, and I come from a business major discipline. So each partner, they have their own story on why they wanted to open a barbershop, and that can be seen on our Instagram and YouTube. But I guess for me particularly, we decided to open a shop to see the impact that it would bring to the community. And also, a lot of our inspiration comes from our families. Particularly my story behind why I decided to open up a shop in alongside my partners whilst in the lockdown was some from events earlier this year. So in March this year, my father died from stage 4 cancer, lymphoma.
I'm sorry to hear that. Mm.
Thank you. It was a type of blood cancer. And from the time he was diagnosed to when he passed, it happened in 10 months. It was quite an aggressive form of cancer. And to lose my dad at my age of 25 years old, as you could imagine, it was quite upsetting because there were things where he didn't get to see his grandchildren or retire with my mum.
Mm-hmm.
But he and my, as you would imagine, it'd be quite upsetting. He and mum, they moved from Manila, Philippines to Melbourne in 1989. And they've been married for 31 years with three kids. In his passing, I saw that there were still so many things for him to do, but he didn't have time on his side. Alongside my mom's teachings, and excuse my Tagalog, she would say, "Gawin mo na yon, kasi bukas iba na naman." And I really learned from that. It means do it now because tomorrow's a different day.
Yeah.
And with Dad passing, I just realized, if you've got the resources there, you've got I guess the support and the environment, go ahead and put your foot down on the accelerator. Yeah, I currently work full-time as a project coordinator, and I guess alongside the passing of my father this year, my upbringing, my resources and my drive, I decided it was time to open up a business in barbering alongside my other partners.
It's such a compelling story. Thank you for sharing, ha? I mean, nakakaantig naman ang puso. I mean, I'm not sure if you can understand that, but I'm sure there are context clues. You can, you're a smart guy. I'm sure you can get it. But so it was really all about knowing na time is, kumaga parang tomorrow is not promised, di ba?
That's right.
Di ba?
Yeah.
So, ano yung una mong ginawa to, you know, set this in motion, kung ano man tong plano na to na pagpapatayin ng barbershop?
Yeah, so we have the service of cutting hair, and there's already an existing loyal clientele. I guess it was now about seeing if the numbers would allow us to make this vision come to light. So based on industry benchmarking, research, advisement from other business mentors, I was able to forecast our operating costs and the revenue predicted for the coming months ahead. And it was a feasible plan and we decided to collude and here we are now.
Galing. Alam mo, Levi, your partners are so lucky to have you because of your business management background.
Thank you.
Gamit na gamit. O diba, meron ka pang pa-forecast. May prediction ka pa ng revenue ninyo. So, I think you're well positioned to, you know, to actually mount this business, diba?
Yeah.
What risks do you see, though, getting into it?
Yeah, so I guess you could say Our risk would be such a, with what COVID taught us, our environment is so volatile and unpredictable. Mm-hmm. So I think the risks are we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the market's going to be like tomorrow. But I guess to combat that, as long as you've got a good support network and a bit of faith, anything is possible.
Agree. Nako. I love your optimism and your positivity. So, ngayon, siguro ano na lang, no? Kasi we're always pressed for time. But what message would you like to give those who, you know, our fellow kababayans who probably dream then of being entrepreneurs pero reluctant sila or hesitant to give it a shot? And, you know, most of them just find a gazillion reasons not to push through with it. Sige. Talk to them.
I guess from the famous words of ang mama ko, gawin mo na ngayon kasi bukas iba na naman. Or in English, do it now because tomorrow is another day. To every entrepreneur and business-minded professional I've come across, the right time to start your business was yesterday. I have no idea what the future holds or what the market's going to be like, but I've given it my all and that can only add to my skill set and my portfolio. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I guess in a season of hardship, this is an opportunity to actually strengthen us and produce a harvest that will have adverse effects on anyone's future. It's like training your muscles, for instance. Mm-hmm. Keep up the pain as your muscles break. This follows on to you becoming stronger and bigger. So my message to all those in the community, and I guess particularly the migrant Pinoy community, or anyone who's just starting off, do what you need to do now and start to plan and envision for your future. No dream is too big.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.